Hey everyone, it's Steve with Project Freedom again. Today I'm going to talk about where to work on your camper van conversion. And by that, which location you're going to work in. And this is something that I didn't really think through completely and anticipate. I live in a condominium complex here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we have a shared parking lot. When I got the idea of converting a van and living in it, and working on the van, I didn't really consider that working on the van in my condo complex parking lot would be an issue at all. I was looking from my perspective personally. If there were people in my condo parking lot working on the van, it wouldn't bother me whatsoever. And the noise wouldn't bother me. We have our landscape company that comes and they use blowers and they have their trimmers, and they're usually doing it quite early, especially in the summer because it gets so hot here, and they got to come early to beat the heat. And that's not something that really bothers me. I usually figure if I get woken up early, then I should be up anyway, getting things done and being productive. And with me, I'm always doing something. I'm always getting something done. I don't watch TV or really sit down and take leisure time. I'm always being productive in some way. I'm always coming and going and doing something. So I don't notice much what's going on in the complex or any noise, but not everyone's like this. And also for me, like I said, it wouldn't bother me if someone's working on their van. I would actually think it was really cool. The noise that came from that over, you know, through my walls into my condo, it wouldn't bother me. That's not something that would upset me whatsoever. I wouldn't call the police or anything like that. But unfortunately, not everyone's like that. And that's probably why I didn't anticipate the issue. I don't have a garage I can work in. I don't have even outside the garage, like many people I know, they work on their vans if they own a home. I've owned a home in the past, but I just currently own the condo. And so I started working on the van in the parking lot of my condo, and that went okay for a bit, but then I started to receive complaints and friction from my neighbors. We only have about 70 people living here, and I definitely made sure to go to the very corner of the complex away from everyone as possible, and to not operate any power tools past dark or at night, things like that. But Phoenix is an interesting town, and I'm not sure where you're from is like this at all. I've been here my whole life almost. I don't know what it's like living in other places a whole lot or what the people there are like, but I know Phoenix and the people here very well. And Phoenix is a transient town, and almost no one that lives in Phoenix is from Phoenix originally. I was born here. I'm a native, and I'm very rare. If you put me in a room with 100 Phoenicians, is what we call them, people that live in Phoenix, I would be maybe one of a few, five or less, that would be born and raised in Phoenix. It's really rare. Everyone comes from usually colder climates, the East Coast, the Midwest, or the Northwest, and then down here. So everyone is a transplant. And that creates a certain dynamic among people that live here, and that since no one's really here and they don't have roots here, neighbors really don't know each other. And that's the way I grew up here from when I was a child. And of course, I could get into why that is, but you can probably surmise as to why that is. In my condo complex, I don't know a lot of my neighbors. People aren't necessarily super friendly with their neighbors, and everyone's not from here. They don't have family here. They don't have any social consequences. They don't have roots. They don't have history here. So it creates an environment where everyone's anonymous. It's a large metropolis, over 5 million people now. And also, everyone's from somewhere else. So it creates a certain dynamic here, and that's part of what I'm experiencing. But as I was working on my van, I started to receive more and more friction and complaints from neighbors, and then people started putting anonymous notes on my van, and handwritten or typed, and then I started getting anonymous text messages. And instead of any neighbors coming to me directly and discussing the matter with me and introducing themselves, people started sending anonymous messages. and then I started to get emails and letters from the HOA here, and it progressed. And I eventually got a letter from a lawyer that was representing the HOA. I'm a former lawyer and litigator myself, and I thought that was interesting. So at that point in time, that's about a month ago or so, I decided just to stop working at on my van in the condo complex at all. It was going to be easier that way. Easier for my neighbors, it's not easier for me. And when I first started receiving the complaints, I was scrambling to think of where I was going to work on my van, because I have a very ambitious design for my van, and I want to get it all done and get out of Phoenix. That's my general goal. I don't want to live here any longer. I want to live in the van for a while and then maybe settle in somewhere else besides Phoenix. And right now it's nice in Phoenix. It's the end of March, and this is the time of year where it's really nice. It's in the 70s and 80s, and this is really where it really pays to live through that difficult summer here. But I need to get my van done before June. Once June hits, even in May, it's going to be uncomfortable working in the van, working outside the van, working inside the van. If the van is just sitting there parked in the sun, which is really my only option, it's going to be uncomfortable working in it. Right now, it's going to be nice, but I got to get it done before then, which means I really have to work every day. I'm fortunate to where I'm semi-retired and I don't need to work. So my job right now, full-time, is the van and creating content for the van. But I came across this issue of where I'm going to work on it, because I don't have a dedicated garage for it. And this aspect of not having a dedicated garage, enclosed space that you can work on, that you can basically just leave all your tools and materials there indefinitely. And then I'd say also owning maybe a second vehicle too, that you can drive around, where you can leave your van in some type of disarray, or it's taken apart in some way. Those two things, not having the garage and not having a second car, really are going to add time to your van conversion. And so I started to look online as to maybe I could just rent out a commercial space, because I could afford to pay $1,000-$2,000 a month or something while I'm working in the vans. If I could just have a space where I could leave everything, maybe I even live there and for a temporary amount of time. And I really couldn't find anything online, and I asked people and I looked on Craigslist, and there really was nothing. And the only thing that was there were actual auto body shops or auto oil shops that they wanted to rent out their entire facility, and they wanted a 3-year lease. There were some websites that offered maybe garages you could use, but they wanted to charge $100 an hour, which I'll work on the van for 16 hours at a time getting a project done. And so that's not feasible to pay that much. And really, people offered the option of a makerspace. And we really only have one makerspace in the Phoenix area that is legitimate and has everything you'll need, but it doesn't have garages. It doesn't have any place to work on vehicles inside or outside, that is. And you also have to consider, I have a Ford Transit extended high roof van. The van with my roof rack on it and the upgraded tires is about 11 feet high. That's quite a bit higher than a regular garage door. So even if there was a garage, it's unlikely I can fit the Transit in there. It's also 22 feet long and 7-8 feet wide. So I looked into maybe I could rent a storage space and work on it in there. Maybe there was an interior storage space, but that there's really not those sizes, and they don't allow you to work on a van or bring a van in there, at least not here in Phoenix. And I went on the Ford Transit forum, which I'm on a lot, and I asked if anyone was here in Phoenix that had a space. There was one gentleman that had a space at his work, but he allowed me to use it once, and then he promptly ghosted me and wouldn't allow me to ever use it again, even though I offered to pay him for it. And so I really exhausted all my options of trying to find a place to work on the van where I could have it permanently. The reason why I wanted a permanent place to leave my stuff is because you have the work that you're doing on the van, I'm doing the van, and I'm a novice. I'm a beginner with all this stuff. So it's going to take a long time, usually. Some of it I have experience with, most of it I don't. And then I didn't really consider the amount of tools I already owned quite a bit, but the amount of tools that I was going to have to buy and the amount of tools that were going to be involved, it's like building a small house. So you have so many different types of tools involved with the electrical, with, you know, all kinds of different, the plumbing, of course, and auto body, and all kinds of different tools. And then the materials. I have so many materials. And so when you don't have a dedicated space, you have to transport these tools and these materials every single time. Now, fortunately, I have a large cargo van that I can transport this all in. I have maybe 10 to 20 Costco, those plastic boxes that I'm basically transporting wherever I go. And then so you have to break them down. You have to take everything out. And then when you're done with the work, you have to pack everything up, put it back in the van, and drive home. And this adds a lot of time. It also, keeping your tools and materials organized, given the amount of that I have at this point, is difficult when you have to transport them and break them down and pack them up every time. It adds a significant amount of time when you don't have a dedicated space to work on your van. And like I said, I exhausted most of the avenues that I was going to get. This year, it really doesn't rain in Phoenix. Last year, we had a 5-month period where it didn't rain once, not a drop. In 5 months, and really no clouds for 5 months, and it will do that here in Phoenix. And then for whatever reason this winter, it's been raining a lot, more than I can remember in a long time, and so that presents problems when you're working on the van. You're coming in and out of it and in the exterior. So I've had to be creative with how I was gonna work on the van, right? And I'll tell you what I've been doing and the options that I've been taking in order to work on the van and get it done. I assume that this is a common problem that people have when they're doing a camper van conversion. Even if they own a home, most people don't have a garage that's going to fit a van this high and this long. And so they'll be working on their property on the driveway, and that's going to create noise. And so I assume that people will have problems with their neighbors if they're working on their van in their neighborhood, because there are city code about noise and things of this nature. So I'll tell you the options I've been doing and things that you could do as well. Option number one is driving out 30 minutes into the middle of the desert and working on the van out there. And so here in Phoenix, it's a desert here. If you were to look on a mountain overlooking Phoenix, it's just a huge city now, but you can still see it's just desert. It's just rabbits and small bushes. Any plant that is large has been transplanted here. It's not native to here. And it's because we siphon off the Colorado River for our drinking water and everything. Otherwise, those plants we don't have enough precipitation to support large plants here or even large animals. And the desert's not very far. And there's patches here in Phoenix, about 20, 30 minutes away from where I live. I live close to the middle of the city, where you can go and you're basically in the middle of nowhere and no one can hear you. And there's trails out there. The only people I do see are people like on their ATVs and their dirt bikes. There are a lot of those. Really all hours of the day, 7 days a week, people are out there having a good old time on their dirt bikes and ATVs and trucks and stuff. But then, so I take a generator out there, because my solar system isn't installed yet and producing electricity. I don't have my battery bank set up. And then I do my work out there. Oftentimes the work goes into the night. And so I have lithium battery LED lights. And then I work on that. It is a lot of work because I have to take everything out there. I have to at first do an inventory. I have to find all the tools and materials I'm going to need for that particular project. So doing it this way, when you don't have a dedicated space, you do have to plan a lot. And then I pack it all up in my Costco buckets. I have many of them. And on my dolly out to the van. It's heavy stuff. Generator is very heavy. Generator is about 100 pounds. And if you go fuel up the generator, of course, I have to make sure all the LED lights are charged. Everything's charged. Got to make sure my headphones are charged. Not these, but because I'll be listening to books on tape. And my phone's charged. All those things. And then I have a larger lithium battery storage I got from Costco that I use when I do that as well. So I'll go out, work on a project, pretty much until I drop and need to sleep, and then I'll pack everything up and come back. Once I can get the bed installed and the solar, I'm working on things, then I can probably stay out in the desert longer. And even if I have my fridge set up, I'll be able to stay out there longer. But that's been my number one go-to. Now, sometimes I need to stay closer to my place, but like I said, I can't work in my actual condo complex. And so I'll go in the desert if it's something on the exterior that I need to work on. And if I need to work on maybe something in the interior, I'll go somewhere near my complex. I can't work on the actual property according to the HOA rules, but I can work on the street outside the property. I can work on the street outside the complex. I can work at the park down the street from me. There's always, especially this time of year, there's always camper vans there, people traveling. And I can go work there in front of the park. I can go to various spots around. So this is because I always will need to, as I'm sure you all know, I'll need to go back to my condo, my place, to get tools and materials. You never really know exactly what you're going to use, which makes the desert difficult, because you have to just have to bring everything, really. And then so go back and forth. So I'm close by, but I'm not violating my HOA rules. And so I'll work for something inside the van where I'm really just working inside the van and not bothering anyone. I can't really be seen. But if it's fully outside the van, that if I'm going to be in civilization near the complex, that can create issues. And I don't know about where you live, but unfortunately, my experience has been that if I'm in the city and there's people around and I'm working outside the van, I'm going to upset someone no matter where I'm at. If what I'm doing can be seen by people and can be heard by people, it's going to upset someone. No matter how much noise I'm making, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm working in the van, someone is going to eventually get upset and call the police, or most people won't approach me. They'll just complain to the authorities, whoever those may be. And I could just be working on the roof of my van somewhere in the city and not making any noise, and it's going to upset someone. Someone is going to think to themselves, I don't like that. He shouldn't be doing that. And they're going to call the police on you. And that's the way it is here in Phoenix. I don't know where it is, where you're at. And so that has me wary. So I really only will work near where I live if it's something inside the van. And I even put privacy shades up on all the windows so people can't see me inside, because, like I said, people will find a reason to be upset. Human beings are really expert at this, at finding things to be upset about. Many people, I think, walk around just trying to be upset with something. They're looking for that next thing to be upset about. And you're an easy target when you're working on your van. There's certain people that are just going to be upset by that, and they're going to complain, and they're going to cause you problems. And you're not really changing or damaging them or really affecting their life whatsoever. It's just the way some people are. So that's the second option of working somewhere near where you live inside the van. You might do a little bit outside, but you'll probably have to be, I know I have to be careful in doing too much. I also don't want people staring at me while I'm working on the van. And because it just, given my experiences so far of just how many people are just going to be upset by me working on my van when I'm clearly not affecting their life whatsoever. I'm weary of working on it in public. And so those are my main things, either going out into the middle of the desert or working on it outside. These are both places that are outside, not covered by anything covering you from the element. As far as which creates an issue, if I need to do some outside work in the van and it's raining out, and Phoenix doesn't rain much, so in your city it probably does, but those are how I've been handling it. It definitely is not convenient. It makes the job, a difficult job, even more difficult, but it's just, I have a goal, and I'm going to meet that goal no matter what I have to do. And that's obviously the mentality you have to have with this project from the beginning. It's not an easy project, especially if you don't have a lot of background in doing these things that you're doing during the conversion. You're learning everything on the fly, and you're making mistakes. and learning from those while you're doing it. Other options, it sounds like there are some maker spaces around the country that perhaps have garages you could work on your van, and they're high enough where you can pull it in. Not everyone has the high roof extended. That thing's a boat, and so maybe you have a smaller van that would make it easier. There's not a lot of places here that I can, as far as I know, there's no places where I can go and take my van that are covered, where I can work on the van in private and not upset the people that are basically looking to be upset. And there's really no place. I do have friends with garages, but the Transit doesn't fit in there. And like I said, I've looked online to try to find places. So you might have friends, maybe they have an RV garage inside. That would be really convenient. Maybe there's someone with a garage or an auto body or a oil shop that you could use. I have seen online that in different parts of the country, there are heated storage spaces that have high roofs that you can bring the van into and work on. I've seen pictures of that online. We don't have that here in Phoenix, but I've seen those online. And I think you have to be creative as far as where you're going to work on your van. I will say that because I don't have a dedicated space, it has forced me to be a lot more planned. I learned how to use SketchUp, which is a CAD program, and I planned out everything. And then so every time I go out, I have a clear plan, which makes me more productive. And I've started to document everything exhaustively too, and that goes along with the plan that I have. Before, I was just doing jobs here and there, and this has caused me to be much more planned, which is a good thing, and much more organized and disciplined about it. So there's always something good that comes from everything. And that's that. If you have any other ideas about where to work on your van, where I could work on my van too, definitely put them in the comment section. Get a hold of me. And I think a lot of people are experiencing this type of issue when they undertake the van conversion. And it would be nice if there were more spaces that were affordable that you could go work on your van. But here in Phoenix, at least, there just really aren't. And so it almost necessitates that you own your own home and you have your own space to work on it. And that's obviously not a lot of people have that. That's really going to be a wealthier segment of society that has that. And so it would be nice if there are other options available to people that wanted to work on their camper van conversions and wanted to do it inside. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And I'll see you guys next time.